So looking at question three about environmentalists and having that environmental attitude offshore, I think most people are just pretty average average people who are just living their lives and just earning a living, and the offshore wind industry is just something that they've, you know, most of us have sort of almost stumbled upon and ended up getting into almost just not by accident, but you've sort of stumbled across it and started to enjoy it, and you're part of this movement, which is really great. But yeah, I would say most people are just really just normal people, not not huge environmentalists or anything like that. For me, I'd started off working for a company called Gardline, based in Norfolk, Great Yarmouth. But the Yeah, when I was there, I was part of the environmental department there, and I worked in as a marine wildlife intern, which I absolutely loved. It was a really good job, really interesting, and did a lot of report writing on the Joint Nature Conservation Committee and the JNCC. So I was into all of the looking at all of the sort of parameters to what you could work within, especially with like piling for renewable energy for the wind farm monopiles, and also for seismic, although I never ended up going on any of the seismic vessels, which was quite interesting, and also for decommissioning works. So so those were my sort of three areas I'd sort of looked at and spent my year's university placement involved in. And I'd say in that environment, there were loads of people really keen on environmental stuff and like massive Greenpeace supporters and, you know, supporting the Sea Shepherd organisations and looking at all of that kind of stuff, which was amazing. And all the work that Rick O'Barry had been doing in Taiji in Japan. Really, really fascinating people to chat to in, from an environmental perspective. But then in an environmental section of a company, you're going to be surrounded usually by people of that nature, which is really great. From the flip side of it, in survey, I've not particularly come across anyone who's really a strong environmentalist. I'd say Joanna, she's also, she's quite similar to me in her outlook, where environmental concerns are of relevance. So for me, I mean, I support a charity called ORCA, Organisation Cetacea, which sort of stemmed from my childhood love for dolphins. I started going on trips with them across the Bay of Biscay and looking at how they were logging all their data. And I found it really fascinating, and it was the start of something for me. You know, I was 11 years old, spent a few years going back and forth across Biscay and saving up pocket money to do that. Went on to uni and did my degree at Cardiff in marine geography, and then as a result, moved into the marine wildlife department because of my experience with ORCA, and I wanted to sort of see more of that and how that worked in terms of like a work setting as opposed to a charity setting. But as I said, with survey, it seems to be a bit different. There's not that hugely strong environmental front, or not that I've found. And as well, I mean, the guys on board, they're all really great, you know, and they do the recycling on board and all of that. But, you know, as I sort of suggested with question one, there wasn't really that. I've not found there to be anyone who's sort of going out of their way to be particularly save the world Greenpeace style on board the vessels. I've not really come across that. But, you know, they're really great people all the same and still doing their bit. And I think that the renewable energy industry, you know, you're kind of there, you're doing it anyway. You're an activist, even if you don't know it. Or I kind of feel like when I talk to people about my job and I say, you know, I work in the offshore renewable energy industry, everyone's like, oh, wow, that's interesting. And they ask you questions about it and they're really fascinated. And I think for a lot of people now in the UK, they're becoming much more aware of the fact that there are that a lot of our energy is starting to now come from renewable sources. And I think that awareness is really important, and just spreading that news to people about the work that we're doing is really, really important as well, and just making people think a little bit more about where their energy is coming from. And I think having that in somebody's subconscious will probably make them then consider other things, such as like their plastic use, how much they're using their car, or you know, whether they walk to work or whether they drive, and just being a little bit more aware of their carbon footprint, all sorts of things like that. And I think environmentalism as a general sort of feel in the UK is becoming much more of a trendy thing. You know, you've got these cafes that sell organic food, or you know, they're looking at things that are homemade or homegrown, and there seems to be this sort of movement towards that, which is really nice. So hopefully the work that we're doing will help to inspire people somewhere along the way to just be a bit more conscious, really. So that's my sort of take on that.